I say something? It's a new language in the filmmaker's hands. It also works, if you want to feel comfortable and natural, it has to work with dramatic need, performance, situation, flows, all that. It's like how I choose lens. I don't let DP choose lens for me because that's the way I want to see it, I want to tell a story. And sometimes we talk about I.O., then I will go back to change certain elements in the set. I don't think people want to do that for a stereographer or anything, or a stereo, because it all comes together. It's part of the filmmaking. I think you cannot just single one element out, 3D. We're still making human stories, emotions, and all that. It has its thing. It will demand you how to use your tool. I refuse to think that we work for technology. Technology always have to serve us, telling human stories. I think that's very important.
Along those lines, you said, Ang and I had an interview a while back, and I published a story yesterday, and you talked about the idea that the clarity of the image can affect the audience's state of mind, the viewer's state of mind, watching the thing, make them more alert, more relaxed.
Right, that's the amazing thing. Each step of the way, whether it's from 2K to 4K or to 60 frame, 100 frame, your mind functions differently. I would like to say the higher it goes, the smarter and more emotional you get. It literally is so, but you cannot even doing mathematical projection. Like I saw some bad acting in 60 frames in Avid output from the actor. I said, oh, this is going to be like really horrific. When I see in 120, 4K, and I see it, it actually gets better. It's like it's a mystery. Till this day, I don't know why. I can say, oh, okay, maybe you guys get more information. Or I was wrong, I shouldn't accuse the actor of doing that before. Or whatever, it just has its own thing. Somehow you're more relaxed, but after the relaxation, you have like a euphoric, like good exhaustion. It's really exhausting. And I found myself less judgmental. It's more about experience. I go along with it. It's a different experience. And I don't know, once you go over 120, what experience is that? But I've experienced 24, 30, 62, you know, 2K, 4K, all the way to what you see. It's all a different experience. And I think when we issue different formats, we got to make the most. Like we're making a new movie to make the most of what people see. Sometimes art is not what you have, it's what you don't have. It's the common sense. And don't you worry, what you see is still far away from our eyes can see. Life, that's God's work. We're still like, you don't have to worry about we get so clear and ruin illusion. That's not going to happen. We'll be always chasing God's work and we're not even close. So I have a very positive feeling about this. I think people just need to open it. Well, they will when they see it. This mindset is something very mysterious, like God worked, movie God, let's say, worked in mysterious ways. So it just scratches your head, like, why is that? There are things I think we find answers. There are things you just have to go along with and see the wonders of what things can do to you, how our mind, basically, how our minds work. When we see this thing seeing, it's not just the lenses or cameras. It's how we put it in our mind's eye, how our mind works, and how we communicate to each other. I think that's what we're exploring into it. I'm not going to say 120 is better than 24. They have their own things. And I notice with different clarity or speed, clarity has two things. One's the strobe, there's a speed. The other is just resolution. And then with different angles and all that, and brightness, they all have their things. And the amazing things you watch with different mindset, that really beats me. I don't know what that is. Like when I see 2K in certain thing, I'll be watching like this. When I see 4K, I'm like this. This is just different mindset.